to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Before the Civil Rights Movement, passing became a necessity for some African Americans. Daniel Sharfstein, an associate professor of law at Vanderbilt University, explains.
From the colonial era until well into the 20th century, people descended from African slaves were continually assimilating into white communities. The phenomenon is commonly called passing for white, and it is one of the great hidden narratives of the American experience, a mass migration that was covered up even as it was happening. There has always been evidence of this migration in the historical record, and thanks to technological advances, searchable genealogy databases, and DNA ancestry testing, more and more Americans are discovering that this is their heritage and that race was never as simple as black and white. Some of the most revealing sources for understanding how individuals and families were able to move across the color line, and some of the most important sources, are legal cases dating back to slavery and segregation in which courts had to determine whether people were black or white. Laws distinguishing black from white often became occasions for people to challenge their racial designation. Dozens of cases reveal how rules discriminating against blacks not only kept African Americans as second-class citizens, but also gave thousands of people powerful incentives to cross the color line. And courts made it difficult to reclassify people who had been living as white, despite evidence of black ancestry. If the courts took too hard a line, then countless whites would have been vulnerable to reclassification, and the social fabric of the South would unravel. The tragic irony of this is that by making white communities secure in their status, by minimizing the worry that they could be reclassified, the courts enabled the South to commit all the more to segregation, white supremacy, and the idea of white racial purity.
That was Vanderbilt University's Daniel Sharfstein. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.